Reid says circumventing Congress with unilateral executive action is the wrong path for President Obama to take.
That's not what a checks and balance, that's not what separation of powers is all about.
According to Republican, Reid says if the president's serious about addressing gun violence, he should work with the House and the Senate.
And that's why I continue to advocate dealing with mental health and criminal offenders. I think there's a lot of work that can be done there. But the president doesn't want to go down that path. He wants to attack law-abiding citizens in America, and I just don't think that's right.
But Reid says it's easier than dealing with difficult issues like mental health.
Who's going to adjudicate who has a mental health illness? Who is going to adjudicate that the mental health illness has been treated and is in remission or under control?
Reid says under the Second Amendment, gun ownership is a fundamental individual freedom that needs to be respected. But he says there is room for people to find common ground and discuss preventing gun violence. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.